This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Dave Brown, and this is a podcast version of AMI's morning show, Now with Dave Brown. Catch the live broadcasts weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m. Eastern on AMI Audio and AMI TV. Oh, this one coming to us from the CBC opinion page, written by John Lopke, who, friend of the program, really nice guy, John. So I'm going to read this a brief excerpt of this opinion piece that he wrote called The Cryptax. Everything has a cost, but for people with disabilities, that's quite literally the case. So I'm just going to read you an excerpt here from the top of the article. Imagine if getting new shoes cost you $7,700. Being physically disabled, particularly in the prairies, is a bit like living in the worst version of those popular MasterCard commercials. Cost of massage, one for month, $200. Cost of a titanium wheelchair that you can't move without, $7,700. Cost of a van conversion, $40,000. Having cerebral palsy, priceless. In my community, this is known as the cryptax. Cryptax is a linguistic substitute for the hidden costs of living with a disability. For those of us who have reclaimed crip, it's a tongue-in-cheek rallying cry. It's a stage whisper, and it can be in an open letter. Whenever it's used, cryptax is a term that demands attention. John wrote a phenomenal op-ed here that I sincerely recommend you check out on CBC's opinion page. And just to sort of further the point, you know, obviously when you're looking at something like a $7,000, $8,000 wheelchair, that really magnifies the issue and shows you what the need is. But I want you to think about your experience as a person with a disability. Maybe you're like me, you're low vision or you're blind, and found during the course of the pandemic, there were a lot of opportunities that individuals who could drive or had other mobility aids could get at that we couldn't get to. So for example, getting things like groceries. Yes, there were delivery apps and there were delivery available through stores at a cost. And there was also the element that you might not be getting the best of the produce, as your shopper might not have been keen on doing the best possible shopping while they were out, whereas individuals with a car were able to get access to things like curbside pickup. As more and more restaurants found themselves closing down, takeaway is great if you can get in your car and drive over to the place that you want to go to and pick up some food and support that restaurant. But then if you have to walk over, if you're legally blind or blind, well, your food just got cold. And if you want that delivered nice and warm and fresh, well, that's going to cost you a tip. That's going to cost you a service charge. So again, what John's pointing to are huge, huge structural systemic barriers. But you can think about the cryptax in a number of different ways in terms of how it can impact your life. So really happy to see that John got that published article in CBC. Very cool. So good for friend of the program, John Lopke. You've been listening to Now with Dave Brown. Hit the subscribe button on any podcast platform and leave us a rating and a review.